It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
Good morning. First thing we do before we get Coach Todd Russ on the phone to talk a little Nish Yellow Jacket versus Parkway Basketball. Coach, this kind of slid under the radar for me. I just called you Coach, didn't I, Turbo?
That's all right.
That's all right.
I feel like a coach. I'm not.
Highland Baptist girls making it to the Sweet 16. I guess they still call it that, right?
It might be Sweet 28 or something of that.
Yeah, but I'll still call it that.
Yeah.
But heading to the Final Four. Big win, 51-27 over Opelousas Catholic.
Oh, wow.
Going to be heading to Hammond to face Cedar Creek. And just got off the phone with Coach Sensley, and she will be on Monday morning at 7:30. And they play at noon. So I really appreciate her for coming on and joining the show. Speaking of basketball, we got a big one tonight. We got one that Kane will be covering starting at 5:50 this evening at Nish. Coach Todd Russ's Yellow Jackets going to start their road, hopefully, to the same destination that Highland's girls are getting. Coach Russ, how you doing?
I'm good, Coach. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. Coach, hey, you know, we don't want to toot our own horn here, but you have the privilege of being the first coach to be on for a second time on Bayou Sports. So just remember, you could put that on your resume, cuz.
I'm not there. We're supposed to have a little music or a little some
you know,
the little celebration music
on. Turbo and I are going to toast coffee mugs and donuts in a minute.
That'll work for me.
But again, we appreciate having you back, highlighting your kids. So, Coach, before we get to your opponent, just some typical questions I would ask at this point that I always ask myself at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel right now, entering the playoffs, that you are significantly better at than you were maybe to start the season as a team?
As a team, I think we're executing better. As the year goes on, offense always takes a little bit longer than the defense. So I think right now we are executing better on the offensive end. Another thing that I feel like we've improved upon at this point is our run and jump. We do a run and jump defense that I learned back in my college days when playing for Ricky Broussard. And we've been adding it slowly as the year has gone on. One reason is kind of, and I know Parkway is not listening to this broadcast, so I'm fine with it, but one of the deals was, you know, you don't want to have everything out in the open in the beginning. You want to kind of continue to work on certain things in practice. So when you meet a new opponent, you can have a little bit of an element of surprise for them. And that's one of the things I think the last couple of games when we've shown it, not a whole lot, but when we've shown it, we're starting to get our rotation and our execution down.
Gotcha.
On our run and jump.
Coach, when you say run and jump, you know what the frissons is? It's when you get okay, so you know what I define as it's when you get a little chill and you get a little nauseous. When you say run and jump, I think of Berwick Hamilton at Generet in the early 80s and 5'9" Brent Indes trying to get the ball up the court, and I swore they had seven guys on the court. Coach, I swore they had seven guys on the court. It's like, where did that dude, man, they make you reverse dribble, and this guy comes out of nowhere. Back then, Todd, dribbling through your legs was not, it was showboating. It wasn't a weapon. It wasn't dribbling through your legs, actually, there's a place for that in basketball now. It helps the crossover. It helps you change direction. And I actually, after the first matchup against Jenneret, and they, I'm not even going to tell you the score, Coach, because you're going to laugh at me, okay? The second time we played them, I worked hard on a little crossover and a little through the legs dribble because I was not going to reverse. I was not going to reverse dribble because, of course, that's what you want to happen in a run and jump.
That's what you want to happen. Exactly. Coach, in this, you know your basketball.
Coach, I'm telling you now, people don't realize, you know, because I made my name as a football guy, but until I was in high school, I really thought that was my sport. You know, we had Verge Osbury on here earlier, and I'm sure you know of Verge.
Yes, sir. Yes,
well, Verge and I, along with Stephen Bean, okay, who's a legendary player from this area, and Brian Brown and David Dominic, I played with all those guys in Biddy basketball. And the irony of that, Coach Russ, is I took more shots than all of them.
Not put together.
Todd, let me tell you something. If I was inside the timeline, I felt like I was in range, baby.
You was in range. Time to launch one. To let one go.
That's it. Hey, you know, you only make the ones you shoot. So, no, good stuff. Okay, Coach, back to you. That was fun. Okay. Injuries, Coach. Are you healthy right now?
Well, I tell you what. We went through a stretch with our leading scorer, that's a lot for us, Jeterius Shoes. Like, he went through a stretch when he had a little back strain, and Dr. Rosenzweig and his crew, they were able to get him back on track, man. So I think right now he's back to, you know, nobody's 100% just from mixing, you know, ankle here, right? My hamstrings are a little tight, but it's no excuse. We're healthy enough to make our run.
Gotcha.
So all the pieces are in place. The guys who we need to do the job that they've been asked to do, they're in the position to do it. So from a health standpoint, Coach, we are good. We are good to go.
And I'm glad you threw that out there, and I'm going to expand on that next week because Dr. Rosenzweig and Chad Arson and all those guys, they sponsor the show. And you understand, I know from my time at Catholic High just what a fabulous job and the interest that they have in our athletes, and they just go to the nth degree. And like I said, I'll get that into that more next week because I'm actually going to have Chad on the show. But all right, Coach, next thing. Things that you may need to still improve on, something, because I know you're a perfectionist. Things that you feel like if you're going to make that run, if you're going to make a run deep, if you're going to get to the Final Four, to the finals, what do you need to improve on?
I think rebounding, actually. Rebounding is an area where you know, we kind of got exposed a little bit against Westgate in our last matchup with them, where they destroyed us on the glass, and that was something that hadn't happened a whole lot. But you can see where when you play against the bigger, more athletic teams, that if you're not focusing on, you know, one shot and out, it can create problems. And I thought we did a great job, or we have done a great job this season of limiting teams' offensive rebounding. And that game against Westgate showed me that, you know what, this could be our Achilles heel if we don't lock in. We're going to defend you. We're going to make you take tough shots. We're going to try to disrupt your offensive flow. But none of that matters if when you shoot the ball, if we don't secure the rebound. So I think that's one of the areas that moving forward, we have to make sure we put a ton of emphasis on. And it's going to start with tonight. Parkway's going to launch a lot of threes, so we can't give them 4 and 5 cracks at it.
Got you. Now, Coach, technical question. Because like I said, I realize games evolve, okay, and things change the way you coach things, the way you do things. And one thing that I have seen, and I really want you to tell me if I'm right or wrong here,
okay,
that over time, especially in high school basketball, the art of blocking out of the second the ball's in the air, whether it's your guy, nearest guy, whatever, getting your hip, bending, okay, to create separation between his upper body and your upper body. Is that still taught just as much as it was when I played?
No. I couldn't even say, like we do a lot of breakdowns and things of that nature. the game has become so much more athletic. And so kids want to rely on their athletic ability instead of the proper technique. And, you know, as you know, I'm kind of old school. So we'll do some box out drills and blocking out and rebound toughness. And, but we don't do it as much as it's not an everyday thing as it was when I played.
Gotcha.
It's kind of for me. And my situation is we stress it, we emphasize it, but we'll have a day where we got to have a reminder day of, okay, this is what we're doing. Guys don't always like to be reminded, Coach, of the way that we have to remind them sometimes of it. But you are right. It's not taught as much. I can say I'm a victim of it. But I think it's the nature of the kids to feel like they can jump. You know, they're, in their mind, the highest jumper wins.
Yes, yes. And, well, you know, Coach, when I was playing, anybody that went over somebody's back, everybody started screaming it was a foul. Well, in this day and age, that's not necessarily the case. I mean, because guys can go up over somebody's back, tip the ball to themselves, and do it without without touching anybody or barely touching them.
And that's where you get caught. Because when you're the highest jumping guy, it works to your favor.
Yep.
However, when you have a joker that jumps just as high or higher, what becomes the great neutralizer? The technique that you talked about, putting body to a body and driving him out.
Well, Coach, let me tell you something. This 5'9" guy with my credit card vertical, if I didn't block anybody out, I had no shot.
And I got you. So you perfected the technique.
Oh, look, you know, I coached for a very short time basketball at Catholic High. My first year, my first year out, I did 1 year at Catholic High, and then I went off and I did my public school run for 23 years, and I coached the freshman team. Coach, we were so good. That was actually arguably next to the 1972 team that I know Turbo knows very well, the best basketball team in Catholic High history. They lost to Randy Livingston and Newman. Mount Carmel's gym in the quarterfinals. And I just remember losing my mind during practice and sitting there. And so we would sit there I don't have a big butt, but I can throw this butt around.
You got to be willing to get physical.
Oh, no. You know, get that hand on the hip and get that butt right there on the pelvis and move them out of there. Well, Coach.
You know, if you do it well enough the first couple times in the first quarter, by the time you get to the third quarter, the guys having a little doubt.
Oh, yeah, they don't want no more. They don't want no more. I was also really good at stepping on people's feet, Coach. Like I said, I had to do whatever I had to do. Because I could hang athletically when we were younger because guys just hadn't evolved yet. But when I'm sitting there playing Brian Brown, okay, who eventually was nearly an Olympic high jumper. When Brian and I were 10, 11 years old, I'd play Brian one-on-one. He might beat me. I might beat him. Guess what? Advance about 5-6 years, I couldn't get a shot off on Brian. You know, Brian would just laugh at me. You know, he'd be like, hey, yeah, okay, try to get one off, Coach. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Things change.
Yeah.
Your body's changed. And so good. Coach Parkway, you said they like to launch threes, but before we let you go, is that the biggest challenge dealing with these guys is going to be the shot from beyond the line?
You know, the more film I watch, first of all, they're not a 27 seed. And I think you being in the coach of professional players, you've been in it, you can look at a team and say, you know what, I don't think this should have been the first round draft. And I think with the COVID year that we've had and games getting canceled and guys finagling the scheduling, we got ourselves a tough draw, Coach. And they remind me of my teams from 2017, 2016, small guards, tough guards. And they shoot, they're gonna launch about 40 threes tonight, man. They average about 8 threes a quarter.
And if they get hot, that's scary, man. That's a team to me that can lose to anybody on a given night, but can beat anybody on a given night.
Exactly. And that's what's been having me up late at night this whole week, man, is the fact that, you know, I know the three ball has neutralized a lot of size in basketball. And for them to score, it's going to be off of, you know, it's no good shot, bad shot. They're going to let it go, and they're playing the percentages. That their percentage of makes is going to outweigh our percentage of their percentage of threes is going to outweigh our percentage of twos.
I got it.
And
it's mad.
That's our focal point to make them take tough shots. You know, a team shooting that many shots, they're going to make some. We just have to make sure they're contested. And it's one and done. We can't have
exactly
one
and done. Don't want to give them that tip in. Don't you don't want to be able to kick them back out and take another one.
Yes. And so that's the plan. That's the game plan in a nutshell. Make it a tough contested shot, secure the rebound, and make them guard.
Well, Coach, we're going to be there tonight. I won't be there personally, but is it going to be Jeff? Or
yes.
Yeah, Jeff's going to be there tonight, 5:50, pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off. Coach, we're wishing you the best because we want to get you back as hopefully, you know, get by. And look, Coach, I'm going to tell you, I'm one of those guys. I don't know. I was never a when we win guy. I used to tell my kids, I don't want to hear that when we win because I live in the real world. And in the real world, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. And I don't care who we're playing. So, you know, like I said, I'm not going to say when you win because, like I said, that ain't me. So,
Man, it's a one game season.
That's it.
It's a one game season right now. And if you're looking ahead, you're looking to pack your bag.
And somebody's going to move on, and somebody's going home, and they're going to prepare for baseball or graduation or duck hunting. Not duck hunting, but, you know, fishing or whatever they're going to do.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best, and we hope to have you on later as you guys hopefully make a push.
Hey, Coach, I appreciate you having me the second time, so I may have a shot if I win.
I think you've got the lead, so you're already there. My problem is now I got to get somebody here at least twice before you go three, because then I'm going to start being accused of, you know, hey man, what's up with you and Russ, man?
Hey, my guy Eric Hite tells me that all the time. They keep asking Eric.
Oh yeah, look, thank God we didn't have Eric on here today. He'd have been all over the place, especially when I started talking about my prowess as a youngster. He loves to talk about his bitty basketball days.
But guys, I appreciate y'all, and hopefully we'll talk soon. Okay?
Have a great day, and good luck this evening, Coach.
Take care. Bye.
All right. So moving forward, we're going to get Josh Gilbo on the phone, and we're going to talk Catholic High basketball. They've got St. Thomas Aquinas tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Hammond. And we'll be right back right here at 367-1240, Kane1240.com.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. On Friday, the Gypsy Dawn Experience. Back on Saturday, it's the Cast and Chevy Carrier Sunday afternoon. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. Most drinks half price at the Quarter Tavern.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusion.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right. We're back here at Bayou Sports on this Friday morning, getting ready for the weekend, and we're getting ready for some Iberia Parish basketball. As we've discussed, we've got Nish tonight at Parkway. We've got Catholic High tomorrow at St. Thomas Aquinas. Monday, we've got Highland Baptist girls heading to Hammond for the Final Four. So we just talked to Coach Russ about the Jackets. Now we've got a guy that I've known for quite a while, worked with him. Josh, I was trying to say something cheeky and funny about you, but I don't know. I dropped the ball there, man. I was trying to be a smarty pants, and I don't know. I had something in my mind and it escaped me. So maybe in the middle of the interview, I'll find something to take a shot at you. But Josh Gilbo, welcome
sure
to the show.
That's all right. Good morning, Coach. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we good, man. Me and Turbo just sitting here hanging out, enjoying life, talking a little sports. So, Coach, I'm going to ask you, were you possibly listening to the previous talk with Coach Russ?
I was not able to.
I'm glad because I asked him. I'm going to ask you the same questions that I asked him. So that's why I'm glad, because I didn't want you to have a cheat sheet, okay, for what I was going to ask you. Because I know.
No clean slate.
Exactly. Okay. So, Coach, moving into the playoffs, and as you know and I know and everybody knows, man, it's that new time where you know that, hey, it's a clean slate. I don't care what your record was. We're going into it, and let's see what damage we can make. And I know you've got some guys that you love that probably can make a push if you get hot. So my first question is, what are you right now significantly better at going into the playoffs than maybe you were early in the season? As a team.
Well, I think right now, I think right now we have been playing much better the last, I'd say, four or five games for sure.
Well, Coach, the Franklin first game and the Franklin second game. And not to cut you off, but I always say sometimes you learn more about your teams in a loss like that than you do in a win.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that Franklin game, we knew those guys were, you know, undefeated. I don't think they've lost the district game in 3 years. Very talented team. Going into their place, I felt we got intimidated from the beginning of that game, and it went downhill after that. We did not even win a quarter during that game, and when we did turn it around, when Franklin came here, we played much, much better. Had a lead late in the third quarter, tied going into the fourth quarter. Played well there. They had a little bit of a run where they scored a couple of buckets in a row, and you know, we just weren't able to kind of get back to tie the game or take a lead again, but much better effort, much better defensive play for sure. It was definitely the past four or five games we have become better defensively. And I think just kind of coach speak, but we've gelled as a team a little bit more heading into the playoffs, which I'm kind of excited about.
And, of course, Josh, some of that lack of gelling early, but, of course, everybody's in the same boat. COVID has certainly – I know this summer you probably got nothing done.
Right.
You know, so everything is a little, you know, it's a little backwards this year. And I would imagine that some of these kids that are basketball purists that were going to shoot no matter what, they were going to play no matter what, it gave them an advantage relative to maybe the guy that's a multiple sport player or something like that.
Right, yeah, and again, at the beginning of the year, not only COVID, but it was different for us. We didn't even play our first regular season game till December 8th, which is a little unusual. We normally have 6 or 7 games at that time. But we had so many kids this year that were playing football, we weren't even able to field a team in order to get those games in. So we were kind of a little bit behind the way a lot of teams are at the beginning of the year, but that lack of, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 games on the front end, you know, just kind of put us a little bit back to start the season, and we started to play a little bit better as a team, learned about each other's talents and how well to play together later in the season than we normally would have. So, but we're kind of coming together at a good time.
Good deal. Injuries, Coach, how are you injury-wise? Are you healthy? Are you nicked up? How are you feeling about that?
Man, I was hoping you weren't going to ask that question. Knock on wood, we have been healthy all season long. You know, hoping it doesn't jinx us, but we haven't had a single issue as far as that goes. We're healthy. Everybody's good to go going into the playoffs.
Josh, you got to leave that superstitious stuff to baseball coaches. Leave that to Jordan. Leave that to those guys. You know, hey, one sock high, one sock low. Let's turn the hats backwards. You know, all this stuff.
That's right.
Okay. So, for you not only to be able to beat Aquinas, which we'll talk about in a minute, on Saturday, but for you to make any kind of a run, what do you need to improve on that maybe you're not where you think you are capable of being at this point?
Well, you know, all year long, we've kind of hung our hat on the defensive end of the court. You know, we don't have a player averaging double figures this year on the offensive end of the court, so which is a little unusual. So it's been a real team effort. We've had games where different guys have stepped up and played well offensively for us, but it's really a true team effort. We'll have 3, 4, 5 guys that'll, you know, 6 guys that'll score kind of in that single digit range, and we'll be able to get a win out of it. So I think, you know, offensive consistency for sure will help us out. I always tell us we're not going to concern ourselves with the offensive end as much. We're going to be what we're going to be on the offensive end. You know, but defensively, and in particular, turning the ball over and just valuing the possession has been something we've improved on a great deal. Early on, we were probably averaging 20 turnovers a game, and we've gotten much, much better at that. We're probably closer to 8 or 9 a game. You know, if we could even limit it below that, limit those possessions of St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, I think those are the things we can do a little bit better to help us squeak out a victory there.
Speaking of St. Thomas Aquinas, what do they bring to the table? I know you've seen these guys on film. You've probably talked to some common opponents and different things like that. So what is going to be the major challenge of dealing with them?
Well, I think they're sort of similar to us in a way that they don't have a guy. You know, I've talked to several coaches. I've watched several game films, obviously, and there seems to be a different person on that offensive end that kind of steps up for them. They've got a couple of post guys inside, one that kind of plays a little bit inside out. That's had several big games for him. They've had a couple of guards that have had several big games for him individually. So there's no main focus as far as us defensively with Thomas Aquinas on the offensive end of the floor. But it's just kind of that he plays a number of players. He plays an aggressive man-to-man style, which we probably match up better against. So I felt in that way it was a pretty good draw for us, where there's not a particular individual we really have to focus on and worry about, and it's that defense that we perform better against. You know, that aggressive man-to-man defense, I think our guys are much more comfortable playing in that style. So that's kind of what we're looking at going in.
Yeah, just a little side note, so you would have laughed. So Coach Russ, I know, who's a good friend of yours.
Right.
A lot of people out there, they don't understand how is a coaching fraternity. They think that, oh, you're at a school down the street or whatever, you're not supposed to be friends with people. I think that's a huge misconception of a lot of folks. But I was laughing with Todd because he's talking about how they really have been working hard on their run and jump press. And I actually impressed him because he didn't realize that I had a basketball background. I mean, it's been a long time, but I did, I have that basketball background. And so I told him, I said, dude, you just gave me the chills. I'm thinking of Berwick, Hamilton, and Jenneret and making me reverse dribble. And I was never told by my coaches, hey, don't reverse dribble against this press.
Right.
And telling him that.
Playing right into their hands.
Oh, God. And I just remember Jenneret. I'm like, Coach, they got 7 guys out there. They got to. They got to have 7 guys out there.
Playing with more than we have.
Okay. Oh, Lord. I tell you. Well, Josh, man, and look, you need to win. I'm going to tell you why, from my perspective, you need to win. Russ has already been on twice, so he's broken the record. He has been on the most times. Well, if they continue to win, he might end up getting three times on the show before anybody's gotten two. So I got to keep pace with Russ here. So I got to get some guys moving on to keep him on the
show.
That's
right. Well, we don't want to let that happen. So we threw our best score. I'd love to come back on again.
Yeah.
If we do win, we'll be facing the Newman Greenies. They're the one seed.
Yeah.
So
speaking of
New Orleans,
we were talking about Randy Livingston earlier being the player on the team that beat one of the greatest Catholic High teams in history, in Mount Carmel's gym in the early 90s. Well, now Randy's the head coach at Newman.
That's right. That's right. He's doing a great job. He's got a number of good players in over there, kind of a fresh face at Newman as far as coaching-wise, but everybody knows him well in the area, and he's certainly attracting some guys to that program.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah,
we love the opportunity to kind of go at him.
Josh, attracting guys is the – I got friends over there. And evidently, he's doing a really good job of, quote-unquote, attracting guys.
That's correct. That's correct.
We know how it goes in New Orleans.
I've seen him on film.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Turbo's got a question for you.
Yeah, Coach, just an observation. I've done 6 or 7 of your games this year. What I think you've really improved upon, rebounding has done the last 3 or 4 games, rebounding. Shot selection has also been more in tune, and also driving to the bucket to collect fouls and things of that nature. Those are the 3 things I've seen really improve with your team this year.
Yeah, the rebounding has certainly been a point of emphasis for us as of late. And, that's very an astute eye as far as our shot selection. We kind of went over our numbers as a team. And I told the guys, this is not a small sample size at this point in the year. You know, are we a very good 3-point shooting team? It does not look like it, guys. So we got to try and find another way to score points. And we really started to focus on trying to get our feet into the lane, get a dribble into the lane before we took a shot. So that as well has also helped us out offensively. We've gotten to the line a lot more as well.
And that's atypical for your teams, because typically you have had 3-point shooters.
Right. That is correct. In recent history, we've had some real guys who could really knock some shots down.
Yeah.
And we have some guys who can on occasion.
Yes,
but
I understand.
Not being
but like I said, so that's been a shift for you in just in your offensive personality, because, like I said, I mean, I'm thinking, is Willis, I'm just thinking of the guys over the past few years that could just really fill it up from out there. And it was kind of kick it in, kick it out, swing it around. So I'm sure that's been a challenge for you, just to be able to go in a different direction and say, hey, this is the way we've done it the last few years, but we need to do it differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And each team has its own little personality, and you figure that out over the course of the year. And then, again, we've kind of really reviewed the year hard and decided what we do well, and we're going to stick to that right now. And hopefully we'll have a little more success in the next 2-3 weeks.
Well, Josh, y'all have a safe trip to Aquinas. I know we've gone there a couple of times in football, and I know it's a nice little trip. And wishing you guys the best. And look, man, you never know. I'd love to be able to pump up Catholic High. It would be the second time Catholic High sees Randy Livingston, just in a different in a different way. So I think that'd be a great story. So hey, go over there and knock off those guys, and we wish you the best.
Absolutely, we do what we can. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, we're gonna have you back soon. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Bye-bye.
All righty. So 2 of our basketball coaches in the area. You're trying to move on, man. It's playoff time. It's what you work for. It's what you dream about. And like I said, everybody's 0-0 when you get there. Of course, you got lower seeds. You got higher seeds. But Catholic High is a 9 seed. Of course, Aquinas is an 8 seed. So this should be a fairly evenly matched game.
Yeah, they match up pretty well, too, looking at everything. It's at stats and all. I hadn't seen any film on them, but seeing who they played and who they beat and who they lost to, it should be a pretty even matchup.
Well, good. That's good for the Panthers. All right, so we're going to have one more segment. Got a lot to talk about. Going to talk a little LSU-UL softball, along with some kids at Catholic High that are going to be signing today at lunchtime in softball and baseball. So we'll be right back right here at 367-1240.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right. Well, before we get to LSU-UL softball, and we got some news flying around, and relative to the New Orleans Saints, and I don't know if it's just wishful thinking, but Russell Wilson has basically said he would agree to be traded to a handful of teams, Chicago being one that Jeff Boggs is all excited about. Why would he want to go play in that cold weather? But I don't know. Okay, Chicago one, Saints, and I'm not listing them in order. I think Miami's one. I think there's a couple more.
One more. There were 14.
My question, I think there were five. But my question is, if anybody wants to call in and comment, what is it worth to the Saints? What is it worth? Because I'm telling you, we're talking about multiple number one draft picks, okay? This is a difference-making guy. This is arguably a top five. I'm going to say arguably because I know that is a subjective point. This is arguably a top five quarterback that has played with Seattle with not much help the last few years, just not a lot of talent around him on the offensive side, kind of been a defensive-minded football team. So as we talk about that, if you want to call in and let me know, what do you think? Russ Wilson? What's he worth?
I got a trade for Russ Wilson.
Okay.
Send Michael Thomas.
I'm just telling you right now, Michael Thomas, you'd have to add for two first round. Michael Thomas is on the downside of his career.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, he's a pretty good player.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, Turbo.
And Drew Brees made Michael Thomas.
You can't even put Michael Thomas is the way of people affect a game, and we've got a caller. Let's go ahead and see if we got somebody that's interested in what we're talking about here.
You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going? It's Pirate.
Pirate. So, Pirate, tell me, man. I mean, you know, like I said, Turbo, I hate to just kind of shut him down right there with me disagreeing with him. He said trade Michael Thomas, but Michael Thomas is not, in my opinion, the same stratosphere relative to what a quarterback can do in the NFL to affect your team. Because you know as well as I do you agree with me, Pirate, that bad quarterback equals bad team?
I mean, yesterday I'm at work and my wife sends me a text and she says, we are one of four teams. And I said, I'm trying to, you know, help people out with insurance. I'm like, well, one of four teams, what are you talking about? And she goes, yeah, Russell Wilson said he'd go to the Saints and it was four teams and the Saints are on the list. I'm like, man, that would be everything. If we can get him, I mean, there's no guarantees in this game, especially not the NFL, and you never know what's going to happen. But, man, he would give us an unbelievable shot at winning a Super Bowl at this point.
Okay, so, Jason, you're the GM of the Saints, all right? What – and look, and I know your knowledge and understanding, you follow – like I said, you know, you're one of these guys. You come sit in my chair right now and get this thing done just as well as I could, okay? Because you're full of it as much as I am as well. So what is the worth? What do you think the Saints are going to have to give up to get a Russell Wilson?
I would say at least two first rounders, maybe a second, a third down the road. That you know, but I don't think you enter it like Dicka did and say, okay, look, we're going to give you the whole draft, and you know, you never make the first offer. I mean, that's the first rule in bargaining. You let them make an offer and see where they're at.
Absolutely.
You come back and counter.
Absolutely, because I think what you said, the two first-round picks, that's a minimum. As a matter of fact, I've read to where they think it's going to take three.
Oh,
some people think it's going to take three. And again, it's all relative. Beauty is, of course, in the eye of the beholder. I may look at this house on a lake that's kind of shacky, and I think it's worth $200,000 because of where it's at. You might look at it and say, it's run down. It's worth $120,000. So it all depends on what these other teams are willing to give. This one's going to be interesting because, like I said,
I think if you're going to give three, you'd have to spread them out a little bit. You know, if you go three in a row, man, you know, maybe jump that third one to, you know, 4 years down the line or something, and in a second round in 3 years. I mean, you know, if they want to make it happen, they can. And I just think he would be unbelievable with Peyton.
No doubt, because of the more run pass. And don't get me wrong, Russell Wilson is not a, you know, he's not Lamar Jackson. Okay,
no,
but
no.
He is a guy that can create. Russell Wilson is more along the lines of Mahomes,
yeah,
an older version of Mahomes. You know, Mahomes has very few designed runs, but Mahomes can extend plays. And when he needs to, he can get to the chains on third and eight when they lose contain, and that's Russell Wilson.
He's a new school Fran Tarkenton. I mean, y'all remember him, man. He would roll. He just creates things, and whether he runs or it's, you know, like you said, it's not usually designed, but that's fine. I mean, you know, Breeze was great, and he just wasn't a creator, so to speak. And Russell Wilson is.
No, Breeze had to throw on time. Breeze was a throw on time guy.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson's closer to Drew Brees than he is.
No doubt.
You know, the Baltimore quarterback.
One denominator hadn't been brought up is salary cap, too.
Yeah.
That's going to come into play.
Yeah, but I do think the Saints do have some room. I think they've got a little wiggle room. But, man, going to be interesting. And I'm just going to throw out another thing, more of a intangible. But what a face for your franchise when you're going from Drew Brees, who is the ultimate face of your franchise, who helped bring New Orleans from a Hurricane Katrina ravaged town and was a pivotal force in bringing New Orleans back to where it is. So you bring in a guy like Russell Wilson, who has impeccable character. You know,
he's as good as it gets. I mean, he's just an upstanding guy. I mean, never an off-the-field issue. You know, says the right things. I mean, this would be a dream come true. I think we have a shot, and we need to do something. The defense is pretty doggone good right now.
Absolutely. And, you need to take advantage. You know, there's windows in the NFL.
Yep.
There's so much parity now. You have your windows, and I don't care who's coaching, I don't care what's going on. There aren't many, and again, that's another argument for another day. There aren't many Bill Belichicks out there that can typically, and again, okay, hey, was that because of Tom Brady? Was it because of Bill Belichick? Was it because of both of them? We can have that argument all day long, but typical NFL teams have windows, and you have to seize the moment when you got it. Pirate, man, I really appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thanks, y'all. Have a good day.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
You know, Ross Booty, who does multiple sales, but he's mainly with L.A. Classic Roofing Contractors, who is they're the roofers of Bayou Sports. He's talking about, you know, a couple of first-rounders plus Jameis Winston. I just don't know if Jameis Winston has any value right now. I say any. I don't know what value he brings to the table. When he did play for the Saints, the little bit he did this year, he didn't look like anything. You know, Ross comes back and says, thinks they need to keep Taysom Hill. I agree. I think Taysom Hill is just for the fact of how everybody feels about Taysom Hill. I think Taysom Hill has become the mascot of the Saints. Taysom Hill is the Saints. I mean, people they love him. Now, you get aggravated when he doesn't take care of the football, and hopefully he can work on that in the offseason.
And how long can he play special teams?
Yeah, you know, he definitely brings something to the table. And, you know, Russell Wilson, when you do split him out there, not really you're going to throw it to him, but at least he's going to warrant more covers than Drew Brees. Because let's face it, when Drew Brees would line up out there, when he'd be in there with Taysom, you know. We're going to put a guy out there on him for a second, but we ain't paying much attention to him.
Put a linebacker on him.
So we're going to be back with one more segment. Again, we didn't get to LSU-UL, but we will get to it. Talk a little bit about some things that happened on today in history. And also, a huge apology for me because I missed a birthday yesterday, Turbo, that I couldn't sleep over last night.
I got to think about that.
Iconic figure. That I had to be reminded by the owner of Cane Row Golf and Turf Club last night that I missed his birthday. So we got to come back and talk about that on Bayou Sports.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusion.
$7,000 off.
Now that's a deal.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-577. 4858.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. On Friday, the Gypsy Dawn Experience. Back on Saturday, it's the Cast and Chevy Carrier Sunday afternoon. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. Most drinks half price at the Quarter Tavern.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. see us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
A couple of basketball announcements before we get into LSU and UL softball. First of all, Episcopal School of Acadiana drew a bye, and they play Tuesday home against Claiborne Christian. We'll be reaching out to them to get their basketball coach and talk a little bit about that because they're a three seed, so they – you know, that puts you way up there. And also, I think we've got Westgate.
Yeah, we got Westgate. We're going to – tonight we have Nish, a parkway at Nish coming on around 5:50 and then the tip-off at 6. But we're going to join in progress the South LaFouche-Westgate game right after that. So hopefully, usually a basketball game in high school lasts a little over an hour, probably an hour and 20 minutes. So we're going to be joining the South LaFouche-Westgate game by ESPN, one of the stations down the road in La Rose or Cut Off. And so, folks, if you're going to catch the Nish game, stay tuned. Following the Nish game, we'll have Westgate and South LaFouche right here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 at AM 1240.
And also, to that point, we're still in the infancy of this show. And, of course, I have certain coaches that it's very easy for me to reach. Either I know them personally or I know somebody who knows them. There are schools, and I'll tell you right now, ESA is one of them that I really don't have any contacts there right now. But I will get it. I mean, it's not going to be that hard. But as we move through, because we will give everybody their due or do our best in the Bayou area, because there is not one school that we want to highlight any more than another one. Like I said today, I didn't realize where Highlands girls were. And immediately I got Coach Sensley on the phone this morning. She was prepared to come on today, right at the last minute, but actually, so they play on Monday. So I'm going to have Coach Sensley on Monday morning. They actually play at noon on Monday, but she's going to come on the show. So as we evolve as a show, I'm going to get my list of coaches that we're going to be able to call into. And you know, so, and just to be honest, some coaches are a little more conducive to wanting to sell their – some guys don't like coming on the radio. And so it's going to be one of those things we're going to have to navigate through and try to get as many folks to push their programs here, because we are all about promotion and all about selling your school and you telling us what's going on great about your school. Talking about schools, boy, you not a great week for Raging Cajun baseball / softball. So LSU comes into the Teague, and in what I was really hoping to be a close game, hammers them pretty good 11-2. First time ever starting pitching for LSU, but we know they recruit some. They recruit some dudes now. So that happens, and now you move to LSU softball, who day in and day out, Raging Cajuns are supposed to beat LSU softball, at least in my opinion. Raging Cajuns right now are ranked in the top 10, LSU just out of the top 10 in softball. LSU came into the game with a 7-3 record, Cajuns 6-0, but Tigers shut out the Raging Cajuns at Lamson Park. Andrews with 3 hits and 2 runs, Pleasants 3 hits, 2 RBIs, Sinceri 3 hits, 1 run. I follow William Weathers on Twitter, and it seems like this Sinceri girl is popping up. I actually asked him if she was related to Sal Sinceri, who is a former defensive coordinator for LSU and actually had a couple of sons. Sal's a graduate of Pitt, had a son that played at Pitt, had another one played at Alabama. But I went through all that, but no relation. I think this young lady's from Texas. LSU's pitcher, Gorsuch, 1-0. Ellison, the Cajuns pitch Ellison, who was 3-0 coming in, and now she's 3-1. So the Cajuns are 6-1. Tigers are 8-3. Unsure if they play again. I didn't get delved that far into it. Hopefully the Cajuns get another chance.
You admitted that. What was the final score?
4-0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the Cajuns just really couldn't get anything going at the plate to challenge the way LSU was hitting the ball. All righty. I'm going to leave the birthday for last because, like I said, it's I'm so disappointed in myself that I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to have to deal with it. It was thrown in my face last night at a meeting at Cane Row of the membership. And
there's no rock you can crawl under here.
Exactly. Because again, you know, I critique myself very hard. And I don't know. I just can't believe I let this slip by. But before we get to that, 1935 on this day, the Yankees released Babe Ruth to the Boston Braves.
Yep.
Goes to show you that everybody, Father Time catches up to everybody. You got to eventually part ways. With that being said, along the same lines, in 1989, Cowboys fire the great Tom Landry. Iconic guy.
Was Dallas Cowboys.
And look, at the time, there were Cowboys fans that wanted to shoot. It was Jerry Jones, am I correct?
Yes,
they wanted.
He was just bringing in a whole new regime, and he let Tex Ram go also.
Oh, yeah.
Built that team.
But you know what? Now, don't get me wrong. Since then, you've got your Cowboy haters out there. But right after that, he brings in Jimmy Johnson and Troy Aikman. And
triplets.
It was the Herschel Walker trade that he built that team on,
correct?
When he sent Herschel to Minnesota.
That's right.
Emmitt Smith. I mean, we can just.
Michael Irvin with the triplets.
Yeah.
Aikman, Smith, and Irving.
One of the greatest comments of all time. Michael Irvin on 30 for 30 talking about University of Miami. We were some bad boys.
I still see them camouflage uniforms coming off the plane.
Lord. So. Tom Landry, it happens to everybody. Roger Staubach, we go back to him. Drew Pearson, Randy White, just all the great guys. I mean, I want to say Tom Landry goes. Does he go back?
He was the initial coach.
Yeah. Okay. So he goes
1960.
Back. 1960. Yeah. So he goes back to Don Meredith and.
That's right. And Eddie LeBaron. Yeah. Take that with
okay. Okay. Yeah. Now. No. Okay.
5 foot.
You're showing
seven.
Your age.
Five
you're showing
foot
your
seven,
age.
A quarterback in the NFL. Eddie LeBaron.
Oh my, Eddie LeBaron. Is that what they named the Chrysler after?
I don't think so.
it is a Chrysler LeBaron, right?
Yeah. I don't think it
is. Is there still a?
There wasn't Corinthian.
I'm looking at
leather.
George Rizzo. George, is there still a LeBaron? I don't think there's a LeBaron anymore.
Didn't have the.
I'd love somebody to call in and tell me if they ever owned a Chrysler LeBaron. Anyway. Jeff Boggs owned two Chrysler LeBarons. We got them right here. This is amazing.
Stand up and be counted.
I'm going to be Google. I forgot what a LeBaron looks like. I'm going to Google one in a minute.
I can recall one. I think Jeff's was silver.
Oh, that's good stuff. Michael Jordan, 1987. Now, we've talked about – this makes – after we talk about Maravich and Wilt the Stilt, this looks like nothing. But it was a Bulls record in 1987, drops 58 for the Bulls.
Yow.
But, you know, we're talking about Wilt the Stilt and Pistol throwing 67, 68.
Heck, Wilt averaged 50 points on a year in 62.
He was so far ahead of his time. He was so far. The guy was ahead of his time.
50.4 to be exact.
The first athletic big man, you know, the true athletic big man. You can go back George Mikan. You know, really athletic big man. And I'm really going back there for you, Turbo. That's
yeah, Bob Pettit had some size.
I mean, you still have the Mikan drills that I think for a young player to understand how to shoot under the goal, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, which is a lost skill.
Yes.
You do the old Mikan drills. Last one. No, I'm sorry, birthday. Now, this isn't the big one, but happy birthday to Marshall Faulk. We're going to. New Orleans native.
Carver High School.
San Diego State, of course, went on to a great career with the Colts. It was the Colts.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
He also born
in 1973.
He did play with the Rams and had
yes.
a lot of success
yes.
with
yes.
The,
there we go.
The turf group.
Yep, yep. The greatest show on turf.
Correct.
Greatest show on turf. Lost to the Patriots in one of the big Super Bowls. I remember because Brandon Mitchell, one of my former players, got a ring that night. It may have been the first Bill Belichick slash New England Patriots Super Bowl win.
I think it was, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mid to late 90s.
The Rams had beaten the Titans the year before and then lost to the Patriots.
Yes, definitely late 90s. Or early 2000s.
Yes.
Okay, so here we are. The Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour. The man that styling, smiling, and profiling. The greatest wrestler of all time, Ric Flair, was born yesterday, and I missed it, Turbo.
Ric Flair, you're right. Speaking of
the Nature Boy.
That's right.
The Nature Boy. The Nature Boy, actually. So, little tidbit of information. Hot Springs, Arkansas, where my sister Carla lives. She's actually in town staying with my mother this weekend. Hosts a St. Patrick's Day parade every year. She probably didn't do it this year because of you know what.
Yes.
And it's a big deal. They bring in heavy hitters to this parade. Really? Now, when I say heavy hitters, you know, I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about Tom Cruise. I'm not talking about Tom Hanks. I'm not talking about, you know, Tom Brady. I just said three Toms. Okay. But the Nature Boy was the, what do you call it? The head of the parade, the guest of honor. The Marshal, Grand Marshal. That's where I'm going. I got the Grand Marshal, the Karen Crow Parade after we went to the Dome in 2011. Great day. It was about 28 degrees outside. It was so cold. Oh. So cold sitting in the back of that Jeep. But anyway, Ric Flair, his birthday was yesterday. I'm not going to say his age because Ric Flair is timeless to me. He'll live on forever. The Nature Boy. Well, going back to Hot Springs, my mother got to take a picture with the Nature Boy. I've got it on my phone
really?
Right now. And you know what? I'm going to post it on my Facebook page. I got a lot of action off of my picture on my Facebook page if you want to go see it with Jack Nicklaus teeing off at Oakbourne Country Club with my father in the background. My dad got to play with Jack roughly 1962-ish, according to my mother yesterday. My dad went and got Eldridge and Johnny out of school that day. And it helped Caddy.
That's where Johnny went.
Eric couldn't get off until after school. My cousin Eric, but got to shake Jack's hand when the round was done.
What was Jack, maybe 22?
I'm thinking this is after he had won his U.S. Amateurs and probably won U.S. Open. So he was Jack Nicklaus, but he wasn't Jack Nicklaus yet.
He was a little tubby, too, at the time.
Oh, yeah. No, they call him Ohio Fats. Yeah. That was one of his nicknames. It's only because I'm a Jack Nicklaus freak. Okay, I know that he went on a diet. He was so embarrassed when he got that nickname. And it was a cereal diet. He ate nothing but cereal.
Really? Not Subway sandwiches?
No, he ate cereal. No, he wasn't. What's Jason? Jason? Is that
yeah,
Jason?
That's
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. I think that ended up not going well for Subway. But anyway. Pardon my digression. So, yeah, Jack ended up getting in great shape, and of course, especially now with Tiger's most recent wreck accident, yeah. that his record looks to be really unbreakable now. And I'm going to finish off with that. I just kind of fell into this. The orthopedic world is a very close world, and I'm not going to say a name because actually this person's not even from around here that I got this information from. But I got some inside info on Tiger that his injuries are more significant than you probably think. Rods were inserted in the legs. Now, they said that's good news because that means that they were certain that there was no contaminants, meaning when Alex Smith broke his leg and they had to shove a rod in there, there was actually microscopic dirt in there because of the injury. You follow what I'm saying? When you break your leg and you have a compound fracture and there's dirt around there,
infection.
Okay, they go in there with that rod. So they had to literally, with Alex Smith, put in the rod and it almost killed him because of the infection and then pull it back out. Well, so they're very careful. So that one of the good news some of the good news that comes out of it is that evidently they felt like there was no soil, no foreign contaminants that could have gotten into these compound fractures, so they were able to insert these rods. But, boy, when you start inserting rods in people's legs and things like that, you don't know if he's going to come out. Are both legs going to be even? And I know you got some brilliant minds out there.
Are you telling us Tiger had some compound fractures?
Evidently.
Okay.
Evidently. Okay.
That's serious.
Evidently. And we'll hopefully, my little bird that sends me this info, because I'm sure this is somebody who talked to somebody who talked to somebody.
Sure.
This may be third-hand information. But you know what? Hey, if we can get a little scoop here on Bayou Sports about Tiger, why not spread it?
Correct.
Especially something that's really not going to hurt anybody. Okay, we're not going to, anything like that.
Still some speculation.
Exactly. So Monday, we're going to have Highland Girls basketball coach, Coach Sensley, who is the wife of Tim Sensley, who is the principal of Highland Baptist, former UL football player. We'll talk about their 51-27 win over Opelousas Catholic.
That's a dominant win.
Absolutely. In the quarters. Their upcoming game against Cedar Creek. Also hoping, I'm getting such great feedback via Facebook, via text, via email, whatever, about folks that want to come on the show, suggestions to come on the show. Bud Sestia came in here yesterday, some really good suggestions for the show. Like I said, I'm not promising we're going to act on every single one, but there's been very few suggestions so far that I'm not going to act on. And get these guys on the show. New Iberia, Lorville, the surrounding area has so many wonderful people to highlight and talk about. And I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to have a few on next week. That's going to be a wrap right here. And our sponsors, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, the Quarter Tavern. You know what? I might go have a soda at Quarter Tavern later today.
Soda?
Okay. I think that might be in my future. So, Ty, if you're listening, I might come visit. Come say hello. It's Friday.
TGIF?
It's Friday. Okay. Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty, Fitness Equipment, my man Frank Burbank, the home run king of T-ball in 1976. Or around 74, maybe. No, it might be 73. Oh, Lord. That was when you were in college, Turbo.
Yes.
Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, with my man Jake Blanchard, Grittick LLC, Electrical and General Services. We will see you on Monday. Looking forward to another great week in Bayou Sports.